The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on 2000s pop punk music. From Blink-182 to Good Charlotte, get ready to rock. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, doing a rare episode where I record in traffic in my car. I am on a very long on-ramp waiting to get on the 210 Expressway in classic California traffic. Guys, it's true. If you're thinking about moving out here, you're going to be sitting in your car at certain times of the day quite a bit. Now, I'm really lucky in the fact that I don't have to do this every day for work. I used to have to do it, but now I am what they call self-employed. So most of my travel is not during the hectic times of the craziest traffic. But every once in a while, like today, I get stuck in it coming home from something. I'm coming home from a senior trivia event for a senior community that I do twice a month, first and last Thursdays of the month. And it was a fun group today. Last week was crazy. We only had three players, which is the smallest group I've ever had in the 2 years I've been doing it there. But this community is full of vibrant elderly people, and they love to play trivia. So usually we have a big crowd of up to maybe like 30 or 40 people, but every once in a while we have a small group. This week we had, I want to say a dozen players, and they had some fun. We did a round on horses called Horsin' Around, which was a round I did at my live trivia nights this week, but I kind of adapted it to stuff that they would know a little bit better. And then I did a round on J words, which were all answers that start with the letter J, which again was a round I used this week, but I adapted for them. And then we did a round on numbers, where I asked them the number of different things, like how many keys are on a standard piano? And the answer is 88 and stuff like that. So it was a fun little outing today in Glendale, California. But unfortunately, once a month for this event, on my way home, I hit all kinds of traffic. So I just stopped at a Walmart on the way home, which is about halfway on this hour and a half trek in traffic back to my house. And I got some great trivia prizes, these brand new candy bars that look really good for some of my trivia and bingo nights. And I also picked up some Listerine anti-cavity mouth rinse for my daughter because she needs it, and needs is a strong word. It's got frozen on the bottle. And I tried buying her some from the dollar store that was the same flavor. And she said, hey, where's the frozen label? And I said, it's the same thing. She goes, no, it's not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have her actually use this frozen mouth rinse. And then when it's done, I'm going to take the old stuff and pour it into this bottle, and she will be none the wiser. So Annabelle, if you're listening in the future, that's what I did. And that's a good prank from your dad, I think, right? Is that a prank if you save money? I feel like it's a prank still. If you like interacting with Annabelle, you can watch our new daddy-daughter podcast that we're going to put out every Monday. There's a video component to it, and actually there's no audio component. I was going to post it like as a bonus episode of this or something, but there's no trivia, so I didn't want to clog up the feed with stuff that's not trivia. But if you want to watch it, go to facebook.com/triviawithbuds and check it out. There's one video up, and it's got 1,100 views, which is very cool. Tons of comments and a lot of cool support from friends and family and people on Facebook, and that made us go, let's do it again. So we're going to try and do it every Monday and stick to a schedule with me and the kid kind of shooting the breeze. And it's kind of like kids say the darndest things, but for 20 minutes with your own kid, if I had to describe it in a way. So check that out if you like videos and my family. I'm driving home, going to eat some dinner, and then I'm back out the door to host two more events. One's at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. That's usually where I record all my live rounds for the week, so I'll probably do that tonight. Might do some live stream videos. We did that on Facebook last week, and people seem to enjoy that. So be on the lookout for that stuff on social media if you're listening to this episode. Today's episode is a round on 2000s pop punk music that I used for a party that I did last night, and it was for this girl Rachel's 32nd birthday in Upland, California. It was a big backyard pool party kind of a feel, and we did some trivia. And since she's about my age, she grew up with this music, so if you're in your mid to late 30s, I think you will enjoy today's episode. Little Blink 182, little Good Charlotte, little Green Day, little Offspring, a little bit of everything, and you can play along with these questions. And I will probably post the slides to this round at some point, because it's kind of a fun way to kick off summer if you're my age and you saw a trivia round on this topic, I think, to be honest. And so I'll put that up at some point in the next week as well. So you're going to listen to these questions that I'm going to read you, and you are going to answer them and play along. If you have a Trivia with Buds answer sheet, this is a perfect one to use that on, because it is 11 questions, so you have 11 answer lines on those answer sheets, and you can kind of play right along as if you were playing one of my live trivia nights in Southern California. If you want to see all my locations, there's 17 of them now. Go to triviawithbuds.com and play bingo with me at 7 places on the weekly and trivia at 10 places on the weekly. Again, that's triviawithbuds.com. And on tomorrow's episode, I'll have some very cool audio from this party at Rachel's backyard, this radio station, 97.1 AMP, A-M-P, which I think plays alternative music, came and kind of crashed her party for this thing they're doing, 97 parties in 97 days, where they're crashing them for the radio show. And they recorded some fun audio, and they played it on the radio today. They gave me a bunch of plugs. So I'll have that audio on tomorrow's episode if you want to check that out in the intro. Okay, guys, without any further ado, while I'm sitting here, still in traffic, slightly moving a little faster, you can hear the rev of my old 2009 Hyundai Sonata with 283,853 miles on it. We're going to jump into these 11 questions on 2000s pop punk music. Here we go. All right, it's time for an entire round on 2000s pop punk music. Let's see how you do with these questions. Question number one, what band had a hit 2004 song called Welcome to My Life? Question number one, what band had a hit 2004 song called Welcome to My Life? Question number two, Benji and Joel were brothers slash members of Good Charlotte. What is their last name? Number two, Benji and Joel were brothers and members of Good Charlotte. What is their last name? Question number three, what Blink 182 album just celebrated its 20th anniversary last week? Number three, what Blink 182 album just celebrated its 20th anniversary last week? Question number four, what U.S. city was the band Fall Out Boy from? Question number four, what U.S. city was Fall Out Boy from? Question number five, in April 2001, Sum 41 released their hit single Fat Lip from their album All Killer, No Filler. What was their second single called? Number five, in April 2001, Sum 41 released their hit single Fat Lip from their album All Killer, No Filler. What was their second single called? Question number six, what band had a song called My Friends Over You? Question number six, 2000s pop punk. What band had a song called My Friends Over You? Question number seven, what colorful pop punk band name was famous for including a violin player? Number seven, what colorful pop punk band name was famous for including a violinist? Question number eight, what day of the week named band had a song called Cute Without the E? Question number eight, what day of the week named band had a song called Cute Without the E? Question number nine, Dexter Holland is the lead singer of what band? Question number nine, Dexter Holland is the lead singer of what band? Question number 10, what was Tom DeLonge's first Blink 182 spinoff band's name? Number 10, what was Tom DeLonge's first Blink 182 spinoff band's name? And for 2 points, Andrew McMahon has been the lead singer of three different band names since the early 2000s. Name two out of three of those bands. That's your 2-point bonus question for 2000s pop punk. For 2 points, Andrew McMahon has been the lead singer of 3 different band names since the early 2000s. Name 2 out of 3 of them. All right, guys, my car is getting increasingly louder, so hopefully you can still hear me. Those are your questions for the pop punk music from the 2000s category. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. All right, I am back in a quieter car for a minute with the answers to 2000s pop punk. Let's see how many of these music-related questions you got right. I grew up going to a lot of these type of concerts, a lot of Blink-182, a lot of Alkaline Trio and stuff like that. So if you're like me, you would have nailed this round. Question number 1, what band had a hit 2004 song called Welcome to My Life? I was not hugely into this band, but they were called Simple Plan. Simple Plan, spiky-haired lead singer. Maybe Canadian, that band? I'm not sure for sure. Number 2, Benji and Joel were members of the band Good Charlotte. What was their last name? Madden, like the hit football game. Benji and Joel Madden. And John Madden's their dad. That's not true. But hey, let's spread that rumor. Number 3 for 2000s pop punk. What Blink-182 album turned 20 last week? That was Enema of the State. Very impactful album on my life. I think I was in 7th grade when that came out. And listened to it nonstop until certain tracks wouldn't play anymore on the CD. Question number 4, what U.S. city was Fall Out Boy from? Sweet Home Chicago. Remember seeing them live quite a few times around the Chicagoland area before they were famous. Here's question number 5. In April 2001, Sum 41 released their first hit single, Fat Lip, from their album All Killer, No Filler. What was their second single called? It was called In Too Deep. And I think that song's used at the beginning of American Pie 2, if I'm not mistaken, or a movie just like that. From around that time, In Too Deep, Sum 41. Number 6, what band had a song called My Friends Over You? That was Newfound Glory. Newfound Glory, who I saw play live in a Best Buy on Butterfield Road in Downers Grove, Illinois, when that album came out. It was called Sticks and Stones, and me and my friend Jim went to the concert. We had just started driving, and it was crazy. It was weird to see a band play in a Best Buy, but they played like, I don't know, 5 or 10 songs, and I think I stole batteries to be able to play the CD in my portable CD player on the way home in my car. And I think I called up Q101 and we said we stole batteries. And they said, what's next, the Hope Diamond? And I think I've told this story on the podcast before, word for word. Number 7, what colorful pop punk band name was famous for including a violin? That was Yellow Card from California, I imagine, because they have an album called Ocean Avenue. And that's something I've driven on. Right by the beach in Santa Monica. Colorful pop punk band was Yellow Card. Number 8, cute without the E, which is the word cut, would be Taking Back Sunday. Number 8, Taking Back Sunday. And number 9, Dexter Holland is the lead singer of what band? That was The Offspring. The Offspring. And number 10, what was Tom DeLonge's first Blink-182 spinoff band's name? It was not Angels and Airwaves. That was the second one, I believe. The first one was Boxcar Racer, which was good. They had some good songs, and that's a good album to look up on like Spotify or Amazon Music, whatever you listen to just kind of relive it for free. And for 2 points, your bonus question, Andrew McMahon has been the lead singer of 3 different bands since the early 2000s, named 2 out of 3 of them. You could have said something corporate, Jack's Mannequin, or Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Those are the 3 I was looking for. All right, guys, those are your questions for 2000s pop punk. I hope you had fun answering those questions. I think we did something similar, maybe with a few similar questions a year and a half or so ago. I can't remember for sure, but as I was reading those questions and answers, I felt like I had done it on the podcast before. So if you like it, search that topic on just Google. That's the easiest way to find a certain episode. Just search like Trivia with Buds Monopoly, and you'll find any episode we did about Monopoly, or Trivia with Buds pop punk or 2000s or something like that, and you'll find some more content to listen to. Someone told me the episodes on iTunes, I think, only go back to the 244th episode, and we're on like the 344th episode. So if you're looking for older stuff, it's still all available. You might just have to like scroll more or go to Trivia with Buds on another app like Libsyn or Google Podcasts or what have you. But if you just search the Trivia with Buds podcast, you'll find the archive that I have on Libsyn of every episode we've ever done, which is over 450, I want to say. So go back and check all those out. Coming up on the big 1 year of the daily version of the show. And the big 1 year will be in about 20 days or so. So it'll be right at the end of June. We'll do something fun for the 1 year of the daily version of the show. And all month long, you can get a welcome package of a signed Sharknado headshot of me to you and a sticker and a button. And I'll mail it all to you if you join our $5 tier or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Go see all the cool stuff you can get, including a topic that you get to pick for the month. Every month that you're a patron of the show. Any topic you want me to do, I'll get to it eventually. It's time for the Trivia with Buds question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs Incorporated in San Dimas, California, for all your varsity jacket printing and embroidery needs. It's never outsourced. It's done right in San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. That question of the day is about 2000s pop punk music, and I'm looking for the lead singer of the band My Chemical Romance. Who is the lead singer of My Chemical Romance? Tweet me that answer at RyanBuds on Twitter or Instagram, or email me your answer, RyanBuds@gmail.com, and you'll be in the running to win a very special prize, snail mailed to you. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.